There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Laying it on a little thick today. Happy Halloween. Yes, the Danettes are... Oh, no, you guys don't have costumes on. What am I saying? Or Seton, do you have a costume on?
I have a costume on.
Oh.
I do.
Okay. Let's play Guess Seton's Costume. Could you describe for the radio audience, just so they...
It's almost exactly what I wear every single day, except I added one thing, and I immediately turn into this person.
Okay. You turned your hat backwards.
I never wear a hat.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't wear it backwards, but today I am.
Okay.
Because it's really the only thing I did to update my costume.
Okay.
And then I also have one prop with me.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
It looks like one of those little toy dogs you carry around that people carry, like, to appointments. And Seton's petting it ever so lovingly.
Okay. Okay.
I have some other clues I could give you, but I don't want to burn them all at once.
Okay. Todd?
Paul's genuinely, he's like looking at me like, what is this?
I know. I am stumped.
You guys are going to be so disappointed when I tell you what my costume is.
Okay. So you've got a little, is that a toy dog?
It is a toy dog.
Toy dog that you're rubbing, caressing, holding, and you have your hat backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
Is it a real person or a character on TV?
Sometimes it's tough to tell.
Okay.
I think Weeks gets it.
Weeks, our cameraman, gets it. Great. Then I know I'm not going to get it.
It's a little bit of an inside.
Is it? Costume. Oh. Are you making fun of Tyler?
I'm Tyler the operator today.
Can you lay down for 4 hours straight?
Wow. No, I disagree with the term making fun of. I'm just being Tyler today.
Yeah,
yeah, my next clue was going to be, I don't have a phone here anymore. Dan Patrick Show, hello. Hey, how was the christening? Oh, that's great.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Tyler.
I'm one backwards hat away from essentially being Tyler.
Tyler has a costume on today. A couple of the backroom guys have costumes on.
And who was the last person to wear Tyler's costume?
You.
Hello.
Yeah. A tiger costume for Tyler. Maybe we could show that. There you go. There he is. Tyler, ready to take your phone calls
my
on this Monday.
My third clue is going to be a spatula in my hand. I'm going to go make some food.
Yeah. So Tyler's there, tiger costume. Dylan has a costume on today. There's Dylan. Dylan is a shark today, one of Katy Perry's sharks. And then picture Day Ray also. Where is Ray? There he is. He's behind this desk over there with his
dress as Jared Goff.
He's got his horse head on.
If I just put my hat forward and shaved this into a mustache, picture day Ray costume.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like Seton's. I thought he was playing like. I was thinking like Stefan. Remember the character on SNL? I thought there was something there, but I didn't get it. And Weeks, the cameraman, is going as the dude from Big Lebowski.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning. Good morning, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, those on chat row, and those calling up, as we do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Operator Tyler is standing by. A couple of things to recap. A lot of things to recap. Todd, seriously?
Yeah.
4 minutes and 48 seconds into the show.
I know.
Here we go with Halloween names.
Had to be done.
Can't do it now.
Not yet.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Rip Hamilton.
We'll get to that coming up in a moment. No stretching. Like, don't do what you normally do.
Stretching like high knees on the airplane kind of stretching?
No, let's ride. Yeah. Let's ride. But don't be stretching the names, all right?
I'll try not to do
okay.
that.
By the way, here is Russell Wilson after the big win in London.
Adversity is temporary. You know, I've never shied away from pressure. You know, I think that you got to look right at it and just keep going and keep believing and stay the course. What I do believe is that with our team just catching some momentum. And every season I've ever played, you got to catch momentum. There's a moment in time where it clicks.
Okay. They won. I don't know what it means, but they won. And anybody who was on the Jacksonville bandwagon probably needs an Uber Lyft, you know, just to get back home. Because they had a couple of impressive moments, and then all of a sudden they've returned to Earth. And I still think they have the nucleus there to be a good team. It just... We want to push somebody up quicker, or we want to bring them back down to earth quicker. Yeah, Paul.
As much as I'd like to continually blame Urban Meyer for Trevor Lawrence's struggles, I can't really do that week eight of the season. Mm. Trevor Lawrence gives it up a lot. Interceptions, fumbles, loose ball. I mean, he's good for a fumble a game. He's good for a pick a game, it seems like.
Well, Zach Wilson, too.
Yes.
Zach Wilson. These are young players. They think they can extend the play. You're used to playing in games where you're on the best team or you're the best player on the field. In the NFL, that rarely happens. Unless you're Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, that usually doesn't happen. And that's where you need to throw it away. There's nothing wrong with it. Live to have another play. He lost that game for him. Yeah, Seton.
Do we still give Trevor Lawrence a one-year mulligan, though? Or is that over?
I still feel
like he's just learning this year. Forget last year. Mm-hmm. Last year was just, you know, sink or swim.
Well, maybe he had to deprogram himself, and now you've got a situation where your coach is an offensive-minded guy, former quarterback. You got a couple of free agent wide receivers. You got a couple of good defensive players. I thought that they would be. Well, I also thought the Lions would be competitive for a playoff spot. Let's recap some of the things that happened over the weekend. Certainly, by the way, World Series Game 3 tonight, Bengals at the Browns. It'll be the Bengals without Ja'Marr Chase. Do you have a forecast for the Philadelphia home game in the World Series, Paul?
Around 4 o'clock, there's a little bit of a chance of rain, and then it gets a little worse, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, about a 50% chance of rain for the World Series, but also a 50% chance of no rain.
Would you do that where they say partly cloudy or partly sunny?
Partly.
I'm a partly cloudy guy.
Yeah, it feels like.
For sure.
Yeah, feels like we're partly cloudy. But it can be partly sunny. Yes, Todd.
Does that mean you're not a positive person if you consider something partly cloudy over partly sunny?
I just thought of that. That, you know, if somebody says, oh, what's the weather going to be like? Partly cloudy. You don't say partly sunny. It's usually partly cloudy. Bengals at the Browns. Bengals, I think, favored by 3.5 in that game. You have college football weekend, Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, TCU. You know, with Tennessee, when they beat Alabama, now you have a big moment. Like, now you go, wow, that's a big moment for them. And then you wonder, are they for real? and then what they did against Kentucky. Now you have to go big moment, but also a real moment. But Georgia at Georgia next Saturday. They might be able to hold on to one of the top four spots if it's a close loss there. But Tennessee has been the big surprise so far. Ohio State had a little bit of a test with Penn State. Michigan State, more of a battle in the tunnel than on the football field. Georgia handles Florida. And last night, in case you missed it, Packers, they were 10.5-point underdogs, maybe 11 in some places, and they covered. And although watching the game, Buffalo struggled but still won that game by 10, which is kind of scary. I feel a little better about Green Bay today. They ran the ball. They kind of held Buffalo in check there in the second half. But I don't know if that's the blueprint that you're going to want. Or you're going to go, yeah, Aaron's going to sign up for that. Here is Aaron Rodgers after the loss last night.
I feel like we can just get one and the whole momentum changes. I thought we had a great week of practice. The energy in the pregame in the locker room was different. It felt like Packers again. I feel like for whatever reason, we didn't have the confidence for a few weeks. We weren't playing with a lot of energy. We weren't amped up before the game. So I like the way we felt before the game. Maybe it's Sunday football. Maybe it was being counted out. Maybe it was this environment. That's encouraging. But the play in the first half wasn't very encouraging.
The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of this program, for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Give me the Packers' schedule here the next couple of weeks, Paul.
Okay, in the next 5 weeks, the Packers have Detroit, Dallas, Tennessee.
They're at Detroit.
Yeah. Home against Dallas, home against Tennessee, at Philly, at Chicago. If they could somehow go 4-1... They go into their. They would go into their. If they went 4-1, they would go into their bye week, 7-6. Then they after the bye week, you have home versus the Rams, which might not be a problem. Miami, Minnesota, Detroit.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah,
it is. And I expect Detroit to win one of those two games with Green Bay. I think Green Bay's 5-5 against Detroit the last 10 games they played. It always feels like. And sometimes those games don't mean anything later in the year where Green Bay may rest some people, but still, you know, Detroit may. I thought Detroit was going to beat Miami. And he started out, and I thought, okay, here we go. And then all of a sudden, Tua played well, Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Miami picks up the win. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Dan, we're working on a few of them. What team had the best weekend this weekend?
Who had the best weekend this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to say what team, though,
what
had
team?
The best weekend.
What team had the best weekend this weekend?
This weekend, yeah. Okay. Tennessee Vols, the Vikings, Eagles, 49ers. Phillies have had a good weekend. Anyone else? Anyone you want to take off of there?
Yeah, Paul.
I would say Vikings. Nobody saw it, but they won 34-26.
Has anybody watched a Viking game this
Isn't that
year?
Kind of every weekend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vikings had a good weekend. Nobody saw it, but they had a good weekend.
But then you know what's going to happen? They're going to have a standalone game, and then they're going to lose, and everybody get all same old Vikings.
Well, the Vikings are, I think they're at the Bills. I'm not sure, but it's a 1 o'clock game. It's not national in about 2 weeks. But then they have a national TV game versus the Patriots. But the Vikings, 6-1, there's a little distance for them with the division. They don't have to like win out or anything to win that division.
Yeah.
That's a good weekend when your opponents lose.
Yeah. Just nobody watches them. You start to think about these teams in the offseason. So here we are, 8 games in, Packers, Broncos, Rams, Raiders, Buccaneers, all popular Super Bowl picks starting the year, and none of those teams has a winning record. Meanwhile, Giants, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, they have surprised a lot of people here, but there's still time to turn something around, but you start to look at the Rams, Broncos, and the Raiders, and I would say there is major concern. Rams are going to play the Buccaneers coming up next weekend. The Raiders situation, I don't think you're getting rid of a coach, but it feels like Mark Davis, the owner, and Josh McDaniels have a weekly meeting after a loss, and I think they did again. You got blown out. You got embarrassed. And, I mean, Saints put it all together. Andy Dalton, Alvin Kamara. But if you're the Raiders, I mean, There's a disconnect there. You'd think, all right, at least we have offense here. And they were a dark horse Super Bowl pick. You had Derek Carr. You had Josh Jacobs, Waller, Chandler Jones. You brought in Davante Adams. And then nothing. Zero. 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 All right. We'll come up with a poll question. Got a play of the day. Your phone call's always welcome. Any day, but certainly on a Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Our good buddy Ross Tucker a little bit later on in the program. World Series Game 3. Weather is probably going to be an issue. Bengals will be at the Browns. Is that right? Bengals at the Browns and the Bengals by 3.5, I think, is the latest line I have from DraftKings.
I have, I got 3 and 3.5 in two different places. Bengals at Browns. The Cincinnati giving 3 points.
Over under is 45.
If you're Major League Baseball, do you want to rain out tonight so you could play tomorrow night not against football?
But why didn't they do that in the first place?
I don't know. You'd think you'd want Tuesday, Wednesday to yourself.
By the way, I went looking for the Broncos and Jags, and I forgot it was ESPN Plus. I'm going all over the place. I'm like, where is this game? Is it during a commercial break? And then I remembered Laura Rutledge from the Mothership was on, and then she promoted the fact they were going to be on ESPN Plus. Yeah, see.
I saw the clip of Laura Rutledge interviewing Russell Wilson after the game, and I was like, that's weird. Why was she there? Oh, wait, that's right. That's weird. Why was she there?
I know.
Oh, that's right. They did the game.
We actually had a person on from the game invite us to watch it on our show.
Yes.
Like most people at home don't have, like, if you're Steve in Tulsa, yeah, or Rutledge doesn't call and say, hey, just a reminder.
It's a personal reminder.
But I'm ready to go. I'm like, all right, got football. And my wife's like, they don't have football this early. I go, yeah, they do, from London. And then I go, I can't find it. And my wife goes, well, why would they have a game on you can't find? I said, hon, welcome to my world. Welcome to what it's like to be a sports fan. I have no idea where this is, but eventually tracked it down. Let's ride. All right, take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let's go to Ross Tucker, CBS, Westwood One color analyst and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Can you help us with this at all?
No. You know why, Dan? This is unbelievable, okay? So I was down in Boca Raton because Saturday night for CBS, I called the UAB at FAU game. And for some reason, Dan, the only channel with no audio was Fox. And Dan, I'm a Phillies fan who lives in central Pennsylvania and had Penn State season tickets. So I watched the Phillies Astros with no audio. Then I was watching Penn State, Ohio State, no audio. I didn't even know the kid's name. I just know that he had pretty much the best game I've ever seen a college defensive player have. He single-handedly beat Penn State. Penn State might have won if that kid didn't make all those plays. So I have, in fact, that ingested audio, the controversial ingested audio, is the first time I've ever heard that kid's name in my life.
You can check him out at Ross Tucker, NFL. He'll be calling the Eagles-Texans on Thursday night for Westwood One. Your first half of the season MVP is?
Josh Allen. Yeah, I think it's pretty clearly Josh Allen. I think it's pretty close to say who's in second between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. But I think Josh Allen's been the best player in the league so far. He's incredibly impressive. No team feels like they're more dependent on one player than the Bills with Josh Allen. I know Mahomes is fantastic, but Dan, Josh Allen's their best running back. I mean, he's their best runner of the football. They are heavily, heavily reliant on him, which is good for the MVP vote. Bad because I just wonder how healthy he'll be later in the year and whether or not it impacts his ability to either be out there at all or just has his performance suffer a little bit because he's still taking more shots than he needs to.
And I wondered about this when I'm watching Green Bay. I know they lost. They lost by 10. But I saw positives there that they did pretty well in the second half against Buffalo. They ran the football. That's the team I thought we were going to see this year. Run the football, play really good defense, and then have Rodgers sprinkle in these young receivers. What do you think of the Packers moving forward based off last night?
Well, they do have a good defense. I mean, sometimes they don't get the best results, but they have a lot of good players over there. I mean, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, Jair Alexander, they have a very talented defense. I thought they did, for the most part, pretty well, holding Buffalo to 27 points. But the offense, 17 points is still not going to cut it. I mean, I know they ran the ball a little bit better, but it's kind of crazy to think about how far we've lowered the bar for this Packers offense with you and other people feeling okay about the fact that they scored 17 points in a primetime game. And the problem now is, Dan, They're too far behind to win that division. I mean, they're going to have to battle their fannies off just to get back and get a wild card to even have a chance. That's what's different between them and like the Bucks or the Niners, right? The Bucks and the Niners are still, in my mind, the favorites to win their divisions and talented enough and have enough of a playoff pedigree that once they do, they could do some serious damage. The Packers are going to have to really battle just to get in the tournament at all.
You know, you mentioned some of these teams. Like San Francisco might have more talent, skill position-wise. Could you think of another team that has more talent at the skill position?
You might say I'm biased because I do their preseason games on TV. The Eagles are pretty loaded, Dan. I was actually at the game yesterday, which I never get to do. After doing the pregame show, I tailgated, which is amazing. I wish I could quit all my jobs and become a full-time tailgater. And then I sat in the stands with my wife. You know, A.J. Brown, 3 touchdown catches of over 25 yards in the first half. Jalen Hurts, I just referenced earlier, is playing at an MVP caliber level, maybe just a notch behind Josh Allen. Miles Sanders having an awesome year. Dallas Goedert is a top 5 tight end in the NFL. Their number 2 receiver, Devontae Smith's a really good player. I mean, I think because the Eagles' O-line is so good and the D-line to some extent that their skill guys almost get overshadowed, but they have a really good group as well.
Yeah, but I look at the Niners. Now you have McCaffrey there, Debo, Ayuk, you have George Kittle. You know, it's Jimmy G where you're just not sure. It feels like if they're going to win, it's going to be because of him, and if they don't win, it'll be because of him. Is that fair? Like, how many quarterbacks do you say that about? If we win, it's probably going to be because of you not making mistakes, and if we lose, it'll be because you did make mistakes.
Well, I mean, I think that's probably the case for, like, the Bills and the Chiefs with Josh Allen and Mahomes. I mean, if those guys make – the difference is, I think, between those guys and Jimmy G that you're getting to, Dan, or you're getting at, is that rarely do Josh Allen – and Mahomes seemingly make those mistakes, right? It feels like Jimmy G is more up and down and that the team goes with the temperature of him. And he's had some really good playoff runs and he's had some bad games, but they looked really impressive yesterday. And the key, I think, Dan, they ran the offense through McCaffrey, right? When they had Debo, they would run the offense through him a lot. But these guys get banged up. Both of them get banged up. Now Shanahan has 2 guys, in case one of them is not 100%, Dan, that he can really run the offense through and make them the focal point. I mean, 18 carries, almost 100 yards, 8 catches, including that awesome touchdown catch. I mean, he would be, I think McCaffrey, I would like to go through it someday and see how many teams I think McCaffrey would be the starting slot wide receiver for, because I think it's probably at least a handful.
Dallas improves to 6-2, and you know, now we're seeing a team that they can play defense, and, you know, eventually they'll realize that Tony Pollard is the better running back, but hey, who am I? If you're looking at the top 3, so you go Buffalo, Philadelphia, Kansas City, I'm going to guess, is Dallas the next team on that hierarchy?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are, especially if they realize, like you just stated, which has been obvious to the rest of us for a couple years, they're a better team without Zeke. I mean, they're a better team when Pollard gets more snaps because of how explosive he is. I am very curious to see what Zeke's usage will be like when he comes back. And my guess is they'll make sure he's super duper 100% before he comes back. But the way Dak played yesterday, you know, running a little bit, some of the throws he made, when Dak's playing like that, they are the 4th best team, and they could compete with the top 3. I mean, they are right there because of the way their defense makes plays. I mean, Parsons gets a touchdown. I think the Cowboys are right there, and I'm surprised. I did not think that they would be with some of the guys they lost, like Amari Cooper and obviously Tyron Smith injury, Lyle Collins to Cincinnati, Randy Gregory. It's impressive what the Cowboys are doing.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We know the rule. DJ Moore knows the rule. You can't take off your helmet during a celebration. What do you do with a penalty like this? That was poor, pure exuberance on his part, but an immature moment. So spontaneity, took his helmet off, and, it cost you. Cost you dearly.
You know what's interesting? The whole rule was designed because it didn't want to be about the guys, every guy, as soon as they score a touchdown, taking their helmet off and showing attention to themselves, drawing attention to themselves, right? Like, the taunting thing is they just don't want you to do something directly to an opponent because that's a bad example for the other leagues, the lower levels of football, college, high school, et cetera. It's the same thing with the helmet rule. They didn't want to start this where every time a guy scores a touchdown, they take the helmet off to get the TV time. And next thing you know, you got Pop Warner kids and everybody making it about them rather than the team. The word you use I thought was interesting, Dan, is exuberance, because I don't really think it was DJ Moore trying to draw attention to himself in terms of like, give me TV time. I think he was literally that excited. Yeah. Because I've known him since he was in high school, watching him play high school football. He's never done it in college. He's never done it in the NFL. I mean, he clearly knows the rule. I think he just lost his mind. And I can tell you, there have been a couple times when I've been on a football field where the energy is such that you almost like black out. I mean, it's so loud and the moment was so significant that you kind of black out. And it's like 10 seconds later, you're like, what the heck just happened? And I think DJ Moore had a blackout moment because he kind of realized it right away.
I hated to see it called, but I knew it was going to be called, because it was such an incredible play, an incredible pass. And then I thought, oh, okay. Well, are they going to take the penalty on the extra point or on the kickoff? And they wisely took it on the extra point and sent Pinheiro back, because they did their research and they realized the numbers certainly going to be in their favor, that he might shank this, and turned out to be correct.
It's funny, too, because if Pinheiro makes that kick or the kick in overtime, we're not even really talking about it that much, right? I mean, maybe you mention it casually, but it doesn't become a huge deal like it's become. I mean, I don't think Steve Wilks has a great chance to get the long-term job and full-time job in Carolina anyway. But, hey, you win that game, then you've won two in a row as the interim. You start to get some momentum, then you never know.
Well, these guys, he wants to win, so that helps helps his situation there. If they lose, they want to get a higher pick here. So I think you're going to have that mixed emotions with some of these managerial tanking later in the season. It's great to talk to you as always. Eagles, Texans, Thursday night for Westwood One. He's Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Thank you, Ross.
Thanks, Dan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. How about them Lakers? Got a big win last night against Denver. Yeah. We've been saying since Russ got there, having come off the bench. Now he's coming off the bench. He played well last night. When he joined the team, I thought, okay, I don't want him starting, but I love that energy coming off the bench against the second unit. And he's come off the bench, had a good game last night. It only took 2 years, but Russ is coming off the bench, and maybe things will turn around for the Lakers. Makes more sense to me to have a... I did see the comments last night. Hey, where are all the haters now with Russ? Really?
Calm down.
After one game, now you're taking receipts here? Hey, what are we doing? Russell Westbrook Jr. III. Yes, Paul.
I watched a little Zion last night, and this is not news, but man, he's a nice passer.
Yeah, he got, yeah.
Really sees
good
the
feel
floor
for
well.
The game. Yeah. Good feel for the game. Somebody who doesn't have a good feel for Halloween nicknames, Todd joins us now. Todd has his mask on. Who are you, by the way?
How's it going?
Thanks, Todd.
I'm tired of breathing this thing.
Luckily for us, it's hard to hear you, too.
Why don't you wear the mask the first 2 hours when you didn't talk?
There, you can take it off to do your headline.
It's too hot in there.
These are the Halloween names, okay?
Are we ready to roll?
Yeah, we are, Todd. Okay. These are Todd's Halloween names. If
I don't know how I'm going to deliver after the big buildup.
Well, no, it's not a big buildup. It was I want to build you up, but it's hard because there are some of these names you sent me, you really take a poetic license.
And questionable.
Yeah, that it's not even funny.
Should I not read them?
But go ahead. No, I'm not going to go down that road. Don't read all of them. Just read the best ones. How's that?
That's fair.
Okay. All right, Todd's done. All right, yeah. Okay, go.
Joe Morgan. Like the morgue.
Don't get it, then you shouldn't have written it down.
Pee Wee Reese's.
Yeah, it's, all right. Pee Wee Reese.
Treat Rollins.
No, his name is Tree.
Just adding a T, though.
I know, but that's not...
Then you're not going to like a few of these other ones.
A preview of Christmas Tree Rollins for the next couple months.
One of our favorite broadcasters, Bob Costume. Bob Costume.
Bob Costume.
Costume.
It's terrible.
All the letters but U-M-E instead of A-S is what happened there. Spider Mitchell. People are afraid of spiders.
Donovan
Spider
Mitchell. And I got it. All right.
Fright Howard.
His name is not Fright. It's Dwight Howard.
Spooky Wilson.
No,
that's
his name
Buckner
is
around
it's Mookie
third
Wilson.
Night.
It's Mookie Wilson.
Slice Harper.
His name is Bryce. See, this is where you just get into dangerous territory.
Hacksaw Reynolds. Well, it's a nickname, but Hacksaw, that's scary.
No, I know, Jack. Hacksaw Reynolds. I know.
Former Broncos tight end Ron Egloff. People like to egg people's houses. Ron Egloff. Wood Chipper Jones.
No.
Wood Chipper Jones. You don't want to be caught in a wood chipper on Halloween.
No, not many people are.
Or any day. I mean, even if it was like tomorrow, I'd still be bothered by it.
Stephon Diggs, like a gravedigger. Stephon Diggs, if you say it like that, scary.
How do you think you're doing right now?
Not great.
Okay.
I got one more, and then the others are all old from previous years. Mm. Ray Nightmare. Ray Nightmare. Not too good?
That's not any good.
Bob Costume.
That's not
that
good.
That was pretty. I thought I got a kick out of it.
Is there a way that we could make this work better, though? I mean, it's been 15 years. Well, actually, it's been closer to 20 if you include ESPN, although those were at least thankfully just an email, not on the air.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we can make this segment work better for Todd, though? Like, if he... It's
without not doing it.
Yeah, no, like where he, like, because Bob Costume is a pretty funny joke, but maybe if he did it like, I thought maybe the Sports Center tease would save it a little bit where he could somehow incorporate his creativity into that.
Yeah,
they've been doing that like all morning on the actual SportsCenter. Every other word is like some kind of play on Halloween.
Yeah, but you maybe you could have done that.
I want him to do it really bad.
The Lakers season started in the Morgan, but now things are brighter.
No.
The Mavericks
coming up next. Bob Costume. He weighs in on the World Series. Will he tell us the winner? I don't know. Maybe he will, but we'll find out. Maybe we won't. Maybe he could do that.
Is that your Mike Greenberg impersonation?
Could be anybody he's doing.
That could be anybody that's on in the morning.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
He crushed that, though.
Triple double for Buka Doncic. Buka Doncic.
That's not good either.
Yep.
MLB in full swing. Joe Morgan weighs in on who he likes.
I think maybe if you do it as a Sports Center tease, maybe you could salvage something out of this.
Possibly.
Therefore, you won't stop and go, Joe Morgan. Morgan.
M-O-R-G-U-E.
Joe.
Morgan.
Yeah. Morgan.
No. May he rest in peace.
Exactly.
Yes, rest in peace. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. No more nicknames, Todd? We're good?
I got a bunch of others, but
no,
you told me I've heard
good.
Those before.
We're going to run down a list of former Mets. Ray Nightmare. Spooky Wilson. That's all coming up next. Maybe it is. Maybe it won't. But we have the answers, or we don't. But maybe we do.
Dave Casper, the friendly ghost.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Update the poll question there, Seton.
Dan, whose career would you buy stock in? Right now, 49% have Trevor Lawrence. That's followed up, split pretty evenly between Justin Fields and Mac Jones. Not many people buying Zach or Trey.
All right.
Yeah.
Bengals are 3.5-point favorites. Over-under is 45. Odds to score the first touchdown. Odds to score a touchdown at any point tonight. There's one obvious one. I'm going to take Nick Chubb out of the equation. Who is favored to score a touchdown at any point during Monday Night Football? Todd, I'm going to start with you.
T. Higgins.
Bloop, bloop.
Really?
Oh, get out of here. Toddler!
That's crazy.
Let's go.
I was kind of half joking on that. I'll take it.
It's T. Higgins, and then it's Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
You're pretty good at these.
Little point spreads here and there. I surprise you every once in a while.
Over, under, passing touchdowns, Joe Burrow.
2.5?
No, it's 1.5.
Ooh.
Doesn't that seem like, he can have 2 touchdown passes? No, Jamar Chase. No, nobody. The Astros are favored to win Game 3 and still favored to win the World Series. People thought that the Astros were going to sweep the Phillies. And I'm thinking, you might look at the Phillies and go, that's a team that didn't even win, 90 games. But if you watch them in the playoffs, there's something about that. And I'll go back. My first recollection was the 69 Mets because I thought, okay, they just got good pitching. I don't know if they have enough hitting. And Baltimore had great pitching and great hitting. And then there was magic. The Jets beating the Colts, Super Bowl III. The Colts were the big, bad NFL representative, and here's the AFL. And the AFL, they play a different kind of football, almost like backyard football, and then they ended up pulling off the upset. Go back to Villanova, Georgetown, where you go, well, they don't have a chance. But I think they were only six-point underdogs. They had played Georgetown close during the regular season. It wasn't as big as of a surprise. The Giants, who I picked on David Letterman to beat the Patriots and ruin the perfect season, they had just played the Patriots at the end of the regular season. And I thought, you know what? Neutral site, put pressure on Brady, and maybe something magical happens. You have those moments, and that might be the case for Philadelphia, where it's just somehow, some way, guys you don't expect get things done. And that's been pretty much the blueprint so far. Drew in New Mexico. Hi, Drew. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Always a pleasure. Best and worst of the weekend for me. My best is my Wyoming Cowboys beating Hawaii 27-20 to become bowl eligible for the sixth time in 7 years.
Okay.
The worst you already spoke about was Oklahoma State Cowboys getting beat 48-0. Mm. And then I have another Cowboys-related question. Okay. With Tony Pollard running the way he is, what's Jerry going to do? Is he going to trade Zeke and run with Pollard? Is he going to stick with Zeke because he loves him and trade Pollard? And I would also like to know what Lou Holtz's possible reaction was to their big win over Syracuse.
They put their pants on the way we do. Jerry seems to be all in on Zeke, but Jerry's the one who gave him the contract extension. He says, as Zeke goes, we go. I don't believe that that's the case. I think you could have both of them. I loved Pollard, thought he was the better running back last year. And every time I watch him, he just has a different gear. Zeke can be a great fourth quarter kind of guy where they split the carries and then all of a sudden you bring in some power. Zeke's not a great running back anymore. Would not have given him the contract extension, but it's rare. Like Derrick Henry, I understood giving him a contract extension. Alvin Kamara does a variety of things. Derrick Henry's the face of the franchise. But, you know, do I want to give Saquon Barkley one? No. I didn't want to give Christian McCaffrey one. Yeah, Paulie.
Tony Pollard was a fourth-round draft pick out of Memphis. They paid basically zero for him over his career. He's making $900,000 this year. But the thing is, he's an unrestricted free agent. They have to discipline themselves and not sign him when he's done.
Because nobody's going to take Zeke's contract.
Right. And let that expire, move on from him. And Pollard, what do you got to do, give him $50 million?
No.
You find another running back in the third and fourth round.
By the way, the World Series schedule, you have tonight, that's game 3. That's weather permitting. Tuesday, game 4. Wednesday, game 5. Thursday, game 6. And then Friday, if necessary, game 7. Right? Is that what it is? Isn't that crazy? Game 7 would be Saturday. So they're just blowing out this week. Crazy. And then you have the Eagles playing the Texans. So Philadelphia against Houston in the NFL this past week. But, they just kind of crammed in the World Series. Like, all right, let's just get this over with here. Rob in L.A. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind?
Hey there, DP. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a worst and a best and a special thank you to you. I'll try and get to it quickly.
Okay.
So over the weekend, driving around with the family, and my two younger boys are in the back. All of a sudden, like boys do, they start lapping each other around, messing around, kind of, beating each other up. And as they're scoring points, so to speak, they start doing the bloop. So a nice smack on the back of the head from one boy to the other is a bloop. And I start laughing in front of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Bad mistake. She goes, what's this all about? She asked the boys, what are you guys doing? Well, we learned this from Dan Patrick's show. And she looks at me and, do they slap each other around on the Dan Patrick show? I said, of course.
Verbally,
there's some smackdown and a few bloops are exchanged,
yeah.
Right? So I'm in the doghouse a little bit, and she doesn't know a whole lot about sports. Fast forward to Saturday afternoon, I'm watching the Facing Nolan documentary on Netflix. And you're on there, Dan. There's a clip of you from SportsCenter. It's very brief. Hmm. You're talking about Nolan's strikeout record. My wife is like in the other room, and everything stops. And she turns to me and she says, "Who is that?" And I go, "Well, that's Dan Patrick." And she goes, "Oh, that's the show you guys listen to?" And I said, "Well, yeah, he's on the radio now." She goes, "Oh, well, that's fine. He's very good looking."
All right. Well, Rob, you tell your wife. I said, "Hello."
That's how you become a regular caller on this
show.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, compliments. You're always going to get through with Tyler. Fritzy says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no game. Friday, Saturday.
Because 3, 4, 5, they're in Philly, and then they have the travel date. Yeah. They have to go back to Houston for 6, 7 Friday.
Yeah, they're kind of cramming the World Series in. Like, all right, come on, let's go. Get in there. Get it over with here. Let's see. What did we learn today? Todd, what did you learn today?
Anyone who was on the Jags bandwagon probably now needs an Uber Lyft.
Yeah, maybe so. Did you have a This Day in Sports History, Paulie?
1950, Earl Lloyd of the Washington Capitals became the first African-American to play in an NBA game. And then 2010, both George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush attended Game 4 at the Rangers ballpark of the World Series. First time two ex-presidents were in the building for a World Series game.
Seton, what'd you learn?
Holiday name's still a work in progress.
Marv?
Ray Nightmare.
Paulie?
Boo Weekly.
What we learned brought to you by Tunnel to Towers. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. Donate $11 a month. T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, letter T.org. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you have a safe night. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.